trench. I'm a sexual person. That's my gene. High and tight. Been glassing all night. You don't want a champ in the bed. No saying, no talking about. That's my gene. That's my gene. That's my gene. That's my gene. Coming back from the road, I've been getting these checks. Telling these big words, they don't want no wreck. Telling them put some respect on my neck. I'm trying to put 40K on my neck. I'm trying to take you up into a jet. Fuck buying houses, girl, we can just rent. Even if all I had was some hot Cheetos. You helped me down all these years through the stress. Yeah. Even if we don't got time, girl, we make time. If they heard it through the grapevine, I'ma tell them that's my G. That's my queen. Bobby and Trish. I'm a sexual person. That's my gene. High and tight. Been glassing all night. Through the water champ in the bed. No saying, no talking about. That's my gene. 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 That's my gene.
That was Dubri Music, D-U-B-R-I Music. Look for him on Instagram and SoundCloud and all that.
Dude, that legit was an amazing song.
It was melodic. It was, yeah, it was everything. That was
oh,
really good.
Thank you
there
so
it is.
Much. I don't even know what
I'm
that
is. I'm a big
yeah,
fan of those symbols.
And as you see, that song actually made me very sad because to my right, my Gene is in Europa right now. He was in Budapest. He did Berlin. And as we speak, he's in Amsterdam. And I miss him so much, but thankfully, we have here sitting on the couch, Ryan Sickler.
I can't even believe it.
Host of The Honeydew, sat in.
I appreciate it.
Thank
you
for being here. And you came under great duress. California's on fire.
We're
on fire again.
I did drive through fire to get here.
Jesus, man.
Mm-hmm. Through the fire.
Through the limit to the... Don't even play. Mind about to be with you. I love that album. Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan, yeah.
Come on, man. That was the whole album was good.
I came here on some Shaka Khan vibes mm-hmm. today, for mm-hmm. real.
Yeah. Shaka Khan to me.
Let me rock it, Shaka Khan.
What a feel for you. Okay, anyway. Thank you for coming. Listen, man, we got a lot to get to. Nikki Glaser will be coming in shortly. But, she won't be coming in. That's a lie. We recorded this earlier. We're tagging this on. It's a lot, guys. We got a lot going on. But let's give you guys a little update. You may have noticed the Suwu shirt is no longer up in our store.
I noticed. Yeah.
Well, here's Tom with a little video from Europe to let us know why that is.
Hey, guys. I'm in, London Heathrow Airport. I'm at the lounge for the commercial with all these homeless people. And anyways, quick update I wanted to give you about the Suwu shirts. We took them down. We refunded everybody who purchased them. One of the big reasons was that I got a lot of calls from a lot of people, including LAPD's gang unit.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, Ryan. Yeah. So we have a great legacy at your mom's house of doing it our way. Let's say it that way.
There's no doubt about it. Yes,
I do. We take creative risks. We put ourselves out there. We have been blacklisted by major corporations, McDonald's.
That is a major one. Yeah.
You know, because we go for the jokes. We're not playing it safe. We're not SJWs here. And yeah, I'll let my husband explain exactly what happened here.
Hey guys, I'm in London Heathrow Airport. I'm at the lounge for the commercial with all these homeless people. And anyways, quick update I wanted to give you about the shirts. We took them down. We refunded everybody who purchased them. One of the big reasons was that I got a lot of calls from a lot of people, including LAPD's gang unit. And they did not order me to take them down. They can't. They made that clear. But they also said that it was potentially dangerous for those of you who were to wear them in certain neighborhoods. I think they were thinking more about certain West Coast neighborhoods. And I don't want you guys to die or anything. So we took the shirts down. But we'll always have Suwu in our hearts.
Yeah. So there you go. We got a call from, like you said, LAPD gang unit. Apparently the guy listens to our show.
Thank God.
We have a lot of fans in law enforcement. And yeah, we just decided to take their advice on this one. What do you, I mean, are you familiar with, you're familiar with the whole Suwu, what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, the battle cry?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the death rattle? Yeah, I know. I know exactly what it is.
I mean,
he was walking out on stage. He was coming out to it as his entrance. Just walking out, going, Suwu.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. I'm waiting here to, you know.
Don't even, thank God he's in Europe right now.
God.
Okay. Well, it did start to, it has picked up a momentum of its own. I mean, much like our classics like Hey Hitler, that's another favorite of our audience.
Oh, that works.
Come in Four Strokes. All these things really catch fire with our crowd. I'm just thankful it's, I think we're going to take it down.
Yeah, this is one you want to put the fire out.
You know, but again, we take risks on the show. We do things people don't.
You do, 100%. But there's no reason to put these other people out there that like your risks at risk.
100%. 100%.
You know?
No, we're here for the people, guys.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, that's we like I said, sorry guys, we swing in comedy, we take swings, we swing for the fences, sometimes we miss. We have an update on the last week. We played a clip about the white Suwu girl and her gang of Tata, their friends. And did you happen to see this, Jack?
I haven't seen this.
You're gonna die, Ryan.
I can't wait.
Oh boy.
I know nobody don't want to hear this shit, but things about to go down on Vine Street. We need all the Bloods, all the Crips, whatever.
It's whatever what it is.
Whatever it is. Whatever we it need is we need all y'all.
What's going on? Good. She's in it. That's it?
No. I mean, we have more, but you know, the
play. Well, I want to keep it going. I mean, I just feel like we just got started with it.
I mean, she's calling all of us. I got to know where to go.
MS-13, 18th Street.
We need everybody
Joker
to help us, because I got taken last night. My fucking wrist hurts because I got jumped. And my brother last night got jumped, too. And I told them to take me back to my husband right here. They didn't do it. They brought me back around 6 o'clock in the fucking morning.
What's in her mouth? What is in her mouth?
Is it a piercing? I'm not sure what it is.
Tic Tac?
Is that a safety pin? What the fuck is that?
I do feel like they're very that's very 90s, isn't it? Hasn't everybody with the tongue ring taken them out?
I would hope so.
Did you have one?
Never.
No.
Those guys that had them, I get the girls that have them, but the guys that have them clicking it and shit all the time, flicking it. I'm like, get that fucking thing out of here.
Yeah, it's so gross.
It's a gross
It is
thing.
Like, oh, I'm good at oral. I'm a fucking pussy licker. Isn't that what that meant? Like,
I mean, I never thought of it like that.
I think it was to signify, like, I love to eat pussy.
I eat good pussy is what the fucking piercing.
That's what the word was amongst women.
That was the Suwoo battle cry of the tongue, is what you're saying? I had no idea.
100%.
So the tongue piercings, the Suwoo, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
The pussy Suwoo.
All right.
Look at this broad. What is this bitch talking about? All right, let's get into her.
Hey.
Where'd he come from? That fucking scared me. He came in like he had lines, you know, like he was like, action. And Greg came in, hey. Where did he come from?
This is Josh. If anybody knows Josh. Cam, tell him his bitch ass has got something coming for him. Because I'm not going to motherfucking fuck with his damn bullshit. Oof. If anybody knows Cam, you better send him a message. Tell him that Josh said he's got something coming for him and he's got something waiting on him. So tell him to bring his bitch ass on, tell motherfucking money-stealing bitch.
He's got something coming for him and he's got something waiting for him. It's interesting.
If it's this fucking trio right here, I'd be scared to goddamn death, to be honest with you. I'd be like, Cam, you better get ready. These three motherfuckers are coming for your ass. If you just look at that still right there, I'd be like, let me get him his money. Let me just get Josh his money real quick. Sorry, Josh.
This is Josh.
Hey.
Yeah.
This is Josh.
I love when people assume that you know who they are.
Yeah.
It's so narcissistic. Like, this is Josh. Like, oh, we know there's Josh. Of the Bloods, the famous West Coast Bloods Josh. Like, he's anybody of any significance in the world. It's just bizarre. Okay.
And tell him to write up a minute, I'm done like a best sack of potato.
What?
On Blood Game. So woo.
That's all I can say. And if anybody out there that want to help us jump these motherfuckers,
let's get this shit cracking. Like,
let's get this shit cracking. Y'all better come up on Jackson.
Bring some guns, because we don't need them.
Yep, bring some guns, bring some knives, all of this shit.
Jeez.
Watch run right run up on the nigga. She can kiss my ass, so goddamn same time. She can need to grow some balls and shit the fuck, put them all in her damn mouth.
And she gonna sit there and say, me and my man ain't no blood. Bitch, we is blood.
See, these are the people we were afraid of offending with the shirts.
I was going to say that I'm pretty sure there's a warehouse full of unused shirts you could send to this group of people right here. You should just donate them freely to the fucking blood. That's what you should do, a give
heard
back.
You guys are on the team.
Send it to them.
Yeah.
You know what's driving me nuts? I can't tell if he's wearing one of those thin cowboy vests or if he's got a backpack on. It's driving me nuts. You know what I'm talking about? That thin cowboy.
I think it's a backpack. Yeah, I don't think this guy's in a cowboy culture.
I'd say, judging by his sense of utility, that it's a backpack.
I mean,
I feel like he's a useful guy.
You know what? It's a good call.
I don't know.
Very handy.
He's a handy dude.
So,
he is a husband.
He's a husband. Yeah.
He's a husband.
And we a blood date all night long, because you know what? I was fucked in. He was jumped in, bitch. So get the fuck right.
Whew, my brain is hurting. So, Nadav, you said that you had clips or footage of explaining what getting fucked in means, because we were really perplexed by this this term of getting fucked in.
I mean, I know being jumped in.
Correct.
I know that.
Correct. Now, I grew up around a lot of cholas in the San Fernando Valley. The first girl I ever smoked cigarettes with was a chola named Chula. And Chula... True story. And Chula listened to oldies, and she's like, you like oldies? I'm like, no, I like Morrissey and The Cure. And anyway, she would tell me about getting jumped in and how her friends had been jumped in. So that's when a group, they beat you up, basically. Right. And now you're... So getting fucked in, this is from somebody who writes in, it means... That wasn't me stuttering. That was me reading the text verbatim. I'm going to read it again. It means that usually after all the homies run a train on the girl, she is considered part of the gang. Unfortunately, Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, that title or a membership only goes so far. Majority of the time, it is an opportunity for everybody to get a chance to have sex with a girl, and often the promise of being a member of the gang without having to take the usual beatdown is appealing to most hood rats. Okay, they never are respected at the same level as the other male members, and they do not enjoy the same benefits. In fact, The women that choose that choose to join in this manner are usually used and abused even more afterwards and lose respect rather than gain respect. When a woman is willing to offer up everything, there is not much left that appeals to the man. If the girl is willing to give it up to all the homies, then she's basically worthless because she has nothing left to offer of value. I mean, look. Isn't this like a truth of society? Like, I feel like this is what a hoe is. This is the bitch you wife, and this is the bitch you, you know what I'm saying?
That took a surprisingly positive turn. I mean, the message at the starting off was like, I was like, oh my God. But at the end, I was like, I see what you're saying.
Right. It's like, I don't know if you've seen The Joker.
I have nothing to do
with it. Well, like any good film, or reading like Lolita by Nabokov, like at some point you understand the mind of a psychopath or the mind of a pedophile, and then eventually you're rooting for them to do evil things. Like, it's kind of like that. Where you're like, I get that. All right. Yeah, she's a fucking hoe.
But they're like, look, if you're going to fuck everybody, then you're worthless to us.
Right.
Until the next one comes in.
Right.
Then you're just, you know, a throw around because Jeez. This girl who didn't have sex with anybody that's out there beating up people and shooting people or whatever they're asking her to do, they have more respect for her than you.
Ay vey. What a world.
It's
you ever been in a gang?
No. I mean, you know, growing up I felt like I was beat into one, but other than that, I didn't.
Just by your family.
Yeah, just family jumping me in. I was jumped into my family.
Who beat you up? Your brothers?
My mom, my brothers, yeah, everybody.
Oh my God.
My brother and I, but see, because I have a twin, we are the exact same age, obviously, 4 minutes apart, but I had built in, you know, I could test myself with someone my age, my size, until he started getting taller, but we would go at it. I mean, there were nights where we would just go at it, yeah.
And nobody, I guess, is that normal? Like, do parents, are they supposed to break that up?
Well, if they're around, but we didn't have any. So.
Sorry.
I can say this. The hardest I've ever been punched in the face is by my brother.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's saying a good thing about him, because I've been in a lot of fights, but the hardest, he just didn't give a shit. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Jesus. And did you ever get one in on him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd do dirty shit, too. Like, I'd fish hook him. You know what a fish hook
yes,
is?
Yes, I know. I've seen it.
And then just pull his fucking cheek out until he'd let go. And I mean, I had that shit out. You could have put a fist in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boys are so different.
Yeah,
I'm really
different.
Learning this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm really, like, in the last week alone, I've been puked on, pissed on, drop kicked. This is just playing. Like, my kids aren't evil. They're just boys.
Yes.
They've drawn everything. They're just savages. Our house is just destroyed.
It's funny because you have these pictures of shit in your toilet and crayons on the wall. My daughter's never done any of that. None of that. Yeah. And I always remembered watching kids in a restaurant, and it was always the boys climbing over the booth and running up and down, and the girls would sit there and color or do whatever the little activity was on the table and just be mild-mannered. And boys are just, you're right, savages.
Fucking crazy people. There's slime on everything.
So just know that's normal.
I'm exhausted. So you're saying that they're going to beat the shit out of each other eventually, my two boys.
What are they, 2.5 years apart?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Let's hope they don't get into gangs and stuff.
Well, just keep those Su Wu t-shirts out.
I don't even want to joke about I don't even want to joke about this stuff anymore. It's so brutal. I remember when...
Oh, blood!
I remember when we lived in MS-13... We lived in between MS-13 and 18th Street, if you recall,
back in the
Rampart.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was driving a Volkswagen Jetta, a blue one, and I had murdered out the windows thinking that that would keep me safer. And and I'm talking murdered out, like limousine black, and I'm this little blonde girl, and I go rolling through our neighborhood, and I would see the vatos, like, coming down on the stoop, like, what's up, homie? Like, I literally, they would come down, like... What do you want, little girl? But they didn't know.
Bitch, my ass blood. Yeah.
And I would roll down the windows just to be like, it's just me. Like, I'm just a little white girl. Like, I live in
Hey, mommy.
Yeah. I guess. Sorry, I don't know how to kill anybody. But that was that's so scary.
So they saw the tent. That's a sign of aggression.
That someone's getting rolled up on them. And I'm, oh man, I was really scary. We hear gunshots every night.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. I remember coming over that one time. You had John Goodman in the bathroom,
He's still there. Yeah.
And you had told me just the night before or two nights before about some gunshot you had heard like right out back and stuff.
We hear gunshots every night.
Yeah.
And for some reason, there was a lot of roosters too. Neighborhoods had roosters.
I had friends in Eagle Rock, and a lot of people had the roosters over there too. And I don't know what that is either.
So bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Anyway, do we have any more on the Suwu stuff?
Nope, that's the update.
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
No more shirts.
It's a wrap.
Leave it at that. What's the internet forum on girls joining?
Oh, that was what you just read.
Oh, that's what I read. So that's it.
Yeah,
that sucks that they get no love. I mean.
I think it's one of those things where they think that they get promised that, like, oh, yeah, you'll be a member of the gang once we all fuck you. And then it's like, yeah, that's...
You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's how show business, too. That's how, like, everything is for us girls. I'm telling you, if you want to be in a male-dominated anything...
You got to get sucked in.
No. That is the exact opposite. It's the... You cannot... Like, in comedy, you cannot chuckle fuck. You cannot chuckle. You know who I fucked? One and done. I never even held hands with another male comic because I knew that's what happens. They pass you around and then all the guys, they don't take you seriously.
Yeah.
I'm pregnant. You got to start your own girl thing. You can do your own fucking thing away from the boys. She's pregnant too, that bitch in that clip. Did you know that?
No. How did you know that?
She says it later. She's like,
is that your intuition or?
No.
You just saw something?
No, she got pregnant. She was pregnant too. So fucking crazy. Anyways, we have some YMH Halloween costumes. That's right. Hallowjeans is coming up this week. We were submitted. One girl sent us a picture of her as Tom and I, which was really sweet. What you got? Oh. Oh, my God. That was really good.
That was really good.
That's from Matthew.
Oh, my God. That's really accurate.
I think he dyed his beard.
Exactly. Are you serious?
I think he put gray in it.
Hilarious.
It looks a little sprayed on.
So this is when Tom was doing DJ Dadmouth when he was promoting.
I've seen all these.
Oh, my God. Promoting shows on these morning radio things. I mean, morning talk shows, which are just so horrible and phony and so outdated now. Like, who is watching that being like, these are my people? Who the fuck? In this era of real?
Right.
It's like, anyway, fantastic. Thank you for submitting.
Christina, are you going to be dressing up as anything?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to spend all my time putting on Halloween garb in between my...
Are you a Halloween person?
I am. I'll tell you what. I don't dress up because I don't have the fucking time, but I do. My house has been decorated for Halloween since September. I just posted a video today on the gram if you want to see it of my... I have a credenza. And I put up a Halloween display. I do it for all the holidays. I'll be having my Christmas lights up at the end of November, too.
Mm.
I just find that, I mean, you had a bad childhood. You discussed this on the Honeydew. Oh, this is good.
That's great.
Yeah, because you can now dress up as Tom and Christina for Halloween.
No, we're not saying that anymore. Can we have a different, let's think of a different saying right now to rally people around. Can we do ta-ta there, TikTok?
Is that the YMH ta-ta battle? Ta-ta.
Let's do a different one. Let's write it. Is there another one, guys? Can we think of something? No. Meow, meow. Jam, jam. No. I don't know.
No.
Farfalla pasta.
Ta-ta.
Farfalla pasta.
Fucking ta-ta there, TikTok. Everybody, chant that.
Yeah, that's a good... Yeah, let's stick with that for the battle
Okay,
cry.
Ta-ta there, TikTok.
Talk.
For the rest of the year, that's the YMH battle
cry. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, let's wrap it up. So this is what you can be for Halloween, Tom and Christina. Hilarious. Did I just refer to myself in third person? I'm such a douchebag.
But that's the name of the costume. It's okay
correct.
To say that.
It's not. Like, it's yeah.
I wouldn't think like Donnie and Marie. I don't think Marie would say Donnie and me.
Right. But it's so narcissistic. Right. It's so gross. Are you going to dress up?
Yeah, I like Halloween. I dress.
What are you going to be?
I just went to a Halloween party the other night with Stella and her mom, and I was Bob Ross. And I took a paintbrush. And I didn't talk to anybody. I painted everything for like an hour and a half. I just would touch people's faces and stuff. And they're like, you know, you can't buy a Bob Ross painting. By the way, I didn't know that. Somebody said that. And I was like, you can tonight. I kept telling them everything.
That is brilliant. Yeah. What a great idea.
It was fun, Bob Ross.
Yeah. I'm going to plug some dates. Let's do Flappers in the Yoo-Hoo Room every Thursday. I'm doing a residency there through December. If you want to come see me there. And then Seattle and Portland almost completely sold out November 22nd and 23rd. I'm not adding second shows. And then in 2020, announcing dates. I'm doing Houston Improv January 30th through February 1st, March 13th through 14th, Miami Improv, March 26th through 28th, the Addison Improv in Dallas, April 3rd through 4th, Jew Dork Titties, Caroline's Comedy Club, April 24th through 25th, Des Moines, Iowa, Des Moines at the Funny Bone, and then June 12th through 13th in Phoenix, Arizona at Stand Up Live. Ticket links at Christina P. Online. Let's do Tommy Buns's, if we may. And then do you have any dates to plug as he's pulling this up?
Yeah, actually, I'll be at Comedy Works Denver South at the Landmark November 21st through the 23rd. So come
what
on out, Denver.
Wonderful club.
I love Comedy Works.
Just the best. Okay, yeah. So as you know, my jeans right now, by the 30th, he'll be in Perry, Gay Perry at the Apollo. Halloween night at London, UK, Apollo Hammersmith, and then 11-2 Salford. UK 11-3 Dublin and Ireland, and then 11-6 Kingston, New York, not Kingston, Jamaica, at the Ulster Performing Arts Center. 11-7 Jew Dork Titties, 11-7 Jew Dork Titties, 11-8 Ben Salem, 11-9 Buffalo, then Syracuse, Charlotte, Pensacola, Florida, Lake Charles, where is that, Louisiana, Austin, 11-16 Austin, Melbourne, 11-29, 11-30 Miami, 12-5 Erie, Pennsylvania at the Warner Theater, 12-6 Columbus, Ohio. What? And that's it. I mean, Jesus Christ. I'm like, I can't believe my husband's working so much. I love you, Tommy Salami. Thank you for giving my children and me a great life.
Yep,
I appreciate
it. Go to TomSegura.com/tour for more date options.
Every time I read his dates, I have like a profound sense of how much I thank him. I'm so thankful that he's
sold out.
Yeah,
sold out.
I mean, I'm like gonna cry just watching how hard he works. Yeah. And he just got sick too. And anyway, I love you, Tommy Salami. You're the best. You do your Denver dates, and when we come back, thank you so much for sitting.
Yeah,
I know you came under great duress.
Come on.
And we're so happy to have you as a member of Studio Jeans, your Honeydew podcast. If you haven't listened to Ryan, you got to check this show out. What I love about your show is that you guys get so real and honest on, how do you say it, highlighting the lowlights?
Yeah, highlighting the lowlights.
I just love it. You're doing such a fantastic job.
I appreciate it. I love being here. This is great. This has been awesome.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. And when we come back, Nikki Glaser is going to be on, and she's going to give us the lowdown on the, I think, on the roast and all kinds of great stuff. She also has a special out on Netflix. So, okay. Thank you, Jeans. See you next time. Bye, mommies.
Our next guest is a comedian. A beautiful woman.
Funny lady.
With a sense of humor. Is there anything better? You've seen her on television and in specials. And she's got multiple specials coming up. And she's on the new roast of Alec Baldwin. She's always got a million things going on. It's always great to have you back. Nikki Glaser, thank you very much.
Hi, guys. You're back. Here. It's so nice to be here in these studios.
We love
it. Isn't it great to get out of our house?
I love your house. Oh, it reminds me of what I aspire to achieve one day.
Oh, please. Oh,
whenever I go to that compound, I'm always like, that's what it feels like.
Hardly.
It's so nice. You got a lot going on there. Yeah, that's the life. You have the life I want.
Oh, please.
I want to be married to a comedian.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
I think it's great.
Somebody
personally.
Who speaks your language.
Yes,
right?
Dude. Yeah. Yes.
It's nice. It's very convenient.
Yeah. I would love it.
And you've dated comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I dated all of them, though. All the ones that I wanted to, you know? I feel...
That's true.
Who was the most disappointing?
I've been disappointed by every single dude I've dated. Like,
really?
I just... they're really disappointing, and it's all of them. Yeah. Every guy I've dated, and I've dated a lot of non-comics recently too, but every guy that I get excited about, oh my god, I wait to get excited, you know. I try not to. I've just gotten my hopes up so many times before that I don't get them up unless I really feel like it's gonna happen.
About
like
love? What's happened? Like what's
about
the
getting a boyfriend? Like having a guy
be
like they freak out and they stop talking to me.
They freak out and pretty much slow ghost. And is that, what do you think is going on?
My theory is that they they like me too much, mm-hmm. and it scares them, mm-hmm. and they think they'll have yeah. to marry me.
Oh.
If they date me, like, it might...
Well, especially if they're, like, in their 30s, right? And they're getting yeah. to the age of, like, settling down.
Yes.
Then it becomes a real fear.
I think it's like these men are scared of intimacy, as am I. So I choose men that are incapable of it because I really am scared of it, too. So sure. I can blame it on them instead of myself.
This is great.
Yeah. Mm. It's a great system that I have going. But I subconsciously do it because I'll be like, oh, I'm ready for something. And I choose people that are very unavailable. And I also get to a place with men where I feel like I change them for the better. I like teach them about themselves because I do so much work on myself. Oh, the men I choose dear. Really do none.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking
about.
So
you're a rehabber. Like, you get them. They're kind of fucked up. You want to fix them.
I don't want to fix them. I want them to fix themselves. And I try to like help them find those tools because I don't think I can fix anyone. I accept them for who they are, but I want people to be happy.
So wait, do you usually end up recommending like, hey, you need to go see someone?
No, I just get them started on the path of thinking about that. Like, I'll ask them questions. I could be a therapist. I truly believe that. I get things out of people that I just, that mm-hmm. they don't even plan on telling me a lot of times. And I got to stop that with men. I got to stop psychoanalyzing men. I have to just let them be and let them find help their own way. But I think that I get men to open up emotionally. They'll cry to me about something. They'll share something that they've never told anyone. And then the next morning, I think they kind of think about it and they're like, oh no, she knows that thing. I have to, like,
I got
to
get away.
I got to get away. That's what one guy said was the reason, was that he revealed too much. I'd seen a vulnerable side of him that he was like, she can never... I don't want anyone to ever see that. And so that's why I ghosted her.
Hmm. Wow.
But that also seems, I mean, it seems legit. It's believable. I could see it being true. But it's also, if you want to like really analyze, then it's ultimately kind of immature of the guy, right? Because
yes.
if you're with somebody who you're really going to connect and be intimate with, you show that vulnerability and then it like actually brings you closer and
yes.
you go further
you're
with
right.
it.
Right. That's what intimacy is.
So yeah. and then you can sure finally come.
But they
and
don't.
And then you
can come.
Then you can
Josh.
Come.
Yep.
Josh Potter can't come with another person. Mm-hmm. He's only ever had it twice, and we've deduced now that it is. It's an emotional issue. It's
yeah,
not it's a physical. It's intimacy. He doesn't truly want to be vulnerable.
Well, thankfully, he has cancer, but he also he emotionally is doing these one night stands with, you know, like very attractive women he's attracted to.
Yeah.
But then he like checks out and then, you know, he's not connecting.
Well, I had this thing with a guy, a similar thing, Josh, where he would he never wanted to come. Like, he just, we would be having sex. We would be doing stuff. I would fake a couple and
throw a few at you.
Yeah. I'd give him, I'd toss him a few. And then, and all, I mean, I'm the same way. Like, for me to come with someone, like, it's going to look weirder than the one that I'm faking. It's going to be, I might fart or shit or something. I don't know what's going to happen if I come. If I really let myself go, oh no. What will I
Sounds.
Look like?
Right.
Yes.
It's funky. Yeah.
It's really hard for me to feel, to do that with someone. And so I relate to
you
that.
You fucking retard. Yeah.
And so when there was this one guy that just never wanted to come ever.
Oh,
and it would
boy.
Be really frustrating for me. And he would be about to come and then and just be like, please stop touching, please stop, for later. And it would always be later, and then later would never happen.
Oh.
And then I talked to my therapist at the time about it, and she said that men have this thing where if they come for a woman, they feel like they then owe them, they need to stick around. It's like, now we're locked into this thing. And then, and that was always like, okay, maybe that's a thing. But then I'm reading this book right now called Cupid's Poison Arrow that a bunch of bitches have recommended to
really?
Me.
Really? I'm going to check it out.
Having changed their life.
Yeah.
Sure. What's it about?
I just read the first chapter, but here's the basis of it, I believe, is that as humans, when we orgasm, it is done here. Mm-hmm. Don't even need to do anything else with this person. When rats, when they were giving an example of rats, when rats, they inject all the female rats with the hormone that makes them down to fuck, and then they put them in a cage with a male, and the men will come in them and then get tired and pass out in the corner. And the women are still like, come on, let's do it. And the guy's like, no, thank you. Put in a new female rat right after the male rat said no thank you to the one he just fucked. He's down. So it's all about novelty. It is not about actual drive. It's novel. And so what this book I think is getting at is that most sex should not end in orgasm if you want a prolonged intimate relationship where you don't feel like you want to hit the road. So it's not, it's, I think it's tying into all this, like, so, it's tantric.
Oh, fuck this, all that.
This guy, the guy who you were talking
about.
Yeah,
I'm going to not read that.
You're saying that part of his.
No, some really good.
If you're married with kids, you don't have no time for tantric anything, dude.
Wait, the guy.
You guys are fine. This is about like.
Pump and dump.
The guy that didn't want to come. You're saying that maybe biologically he was not doing it in order to prolong the experience with you.
Yes.
Like not just that night, but like in the longer term.
Yes. Oh. And you know what, Tom? This guy, I had dated him twice before, or once before, and then this time again. And both times, same kind of thing that was happening where he was like, didn't want to. And then finally he did. And right after he did, literally holding. And I didn't sleep with this guy until he was my boyfriend both times. Cause I knew, I was like, you're going to bang me and not want to be around me anymore. I just can sense it.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So you got to be my boyfriend before we have sex. We can do everything else, but like sex, I'm not letting your penis in my vagina until you're my boyfriend.
And in everything else, there's no orgasm from him, right?
None. Is that okay? Yeah. Yeah. I don't think so. So yeah. And then we had sex. He's my boyfriend. Finally, like I gave up a lot to go be his girlfriend. And I was like, this is my new life. And I don't blame him because he can't help how he feels. But right after he came, he's holding me. And I'm like, how are you feeling? Because we're like, you know, we'd already been through this 4 years before where he just lost all interest in me after he had sex with me. I didn't know it was about the orgasm at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And even at this time, he's holding me and he's just like, I'm freaking out and I feel like I owe you and I feel like I need to. And I go, you don't owe me anything. Meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, you're my boyfriend now. You kind of owe me something. Like, that's the deal. And so, and then it went to just not calling me as much. And like after that, that was the first and last time we had, both times we were together. We had sex like one or two times. And then.
And how long are you? He broke up with me. You're dating him for a while before you have sex?
For a while, yeah. For like weeks of like, you know, long distance
and
courtship.
Let me ask you, because I'm just curious about this. Like when the whole notion of I owe, like what does the person feel like they owe you? Like they owe you something. Like physical reciprocation, or they owe you, you know what I mean? Like, what does it mean?
I got a commitment.
I owe you commitment.
I'm going to disappoint you in some way. I think these men have dealt with women in the past that
wanted a lot out of them.
Okay. Were very disappointed in them and needed a lot from them.
Dude, this is intense. You always have intense dating stories.
I know. And it's not, and I don't even have that many good ones. Like I was coming in here today being like, what do I have to talk about? I am so closed off from any kind of hookup situation because I've just been hurt so many times. Whereas like, I've for a while I haven't been sleeping with men unless they're my boyfriend. Like no.
You told us this last time.
Right. So that was my rule. I was sleeping with my ex-boyfriend for like 2 years, but I was like, we're not getting back together. I can safely do that. But I realized I wasn't really open to anyone else as long as he was like in my vagina off and on. And so I put a stop to that, opened myself up to other people, which has been really good. And then I thought I could like blow someone and not get attached because it's not my vagina.
And?
Got attached.
Well, I think a blowjob's even more intimate than some guy just busting nuts in your vag.
It's like closer to your
they're
heart.
They're fucking your face, dude. Yeah, that's my face.
It's my face. I'm tasting you and you're going to be
heart.
In.
Come now, heart.
I'm going to taste you and you're going to be in me.
Yeah, you smell their nuts and everything.
Yeah.
It's right there.
And then it just hurts. It hurts my feelings so much when someone, even if I don't want to be with them, when they have rejected me after I've sucked your penis.
Oh,
I didn't want to do that. I was doing that to be nice.
Yeah.
And because I liked you.
So what's the advice then? Is it like, even let's say you blow someone and the person doesn't want to be with you, but wants to be polite. Should they just express they want to be with you?
No. Here's the thing. They drop off entirely afterwards. And that is rude.
That's rude.
And I understand why they do it. I don't think men who
You know what? Hold on a second. If you're going to cough, leave the room. Right? Sorry. So.
Trumpy.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like guys freak out the next day after they hook up with a girl. There's all this buildup and they get you to a place where you're comfortable enough and you think this is a nice guy. You suck his dick. And the next day he's not watching your Instagram story. He's not liking your stuff. He's just like disappeared. Like it's, you feel it. Yeah. You feel it on social media. You feel it when they're not texting you. And they do it because they're like, I don't want to be her boyfriend and I don't want to lead her on. So they're doing it. It's like the Patrice thing. Like, we cheat on you for you. It's like they do this mean thing to protect you. What you need to do is just be more honest about the fact that, hey, I don't want a girlfriend right now, but I had a great time and you're great. Just communicate.
Before or after sex?
I mean, a lot of times they don't know before if they,
yeah, it's
they
like,
freak out.
But it's very difficult in defense of the guys.
It is.
Because you feel crazy making the, then you start go, I'm making an assumption, but I don't want to, I don't feel confident enough to voice the assumption. It feels more comfortable to let the assumption sit inside.
Yes.
And then slowly pull back.
The assumption.
The assumption
that
she likes me. She wants, so you as the guy, you might think that and you go like, maybe she likes me now. But you know what? Maybe I'm being crazy thinking that she wants to be, like, maybe she just did that thing and she's the one who's just wanted a sexual fling. So you start, if you're playing guessing games in your own head, you're usually not confident enough to voice them, you know? What ends up feeling safer is like kind of the more childish thing to do, which is to be like, I'll text less. You know what I mean?
I've done it before too.
I would
of course.
Do it. Yeah. And it's, if I were a guy, I'd be like, I'm just going to weasel out.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I just don't know what happens.
Look at that smile on Annie's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, I live by this code.
Yep. It just hurts too much. You know what? Hooking up, I don't get off generally from like these random hookups because I'm not comfortable enough. I feel insecure telling a guy what I really want and need. And I've used too many vibrators that if you don't have one, it's like I really need one. I need the assist, and it's not any fault of your own. It's just So I'm not gonna. What am I getting out of this then? What's the point of me sucking your dick? I did blow this guy because I just felt like I needed to practice.
Yeah.
Because oh man, I put in so much fucking work
with
this guy. I hung out with this guy all day. I hung out with this guy a whole day because I wanted to hook up and. I thought he was into me, and I thought maybe we would date.
Hope you didn't ignore the balls. Sorry, keep going.
I think I did a really great job. I was proud of myself because I'm not confident in my blowjobs, and I was like, I think I did a good job. But this guy, I had shows. He came to, I think I had one show that night, but then I spent all day with him. Afterwards, we hang out so late, and I'm like, just let's go to your hotel room. So we finally get to his hotel room at 1 a.m. I have a 3 a.m. pickup for a 5 a.m. flight, and I got to go back to my hotel after this. So I'm like, let's get this going. We go into his hotel room, and there's been no sexy vibe between us since, and we've already hooked up months before this. So I'm like, you know what's going to happen here. It's nice.
Right.
He takes off his clothes, down to his boxers, gets in bed. I'm literally standing there with my purse, and I go, okay, I guess I'm getting in bed. I get in bed. No, I do not take off my clothes. I just get in bed because I'm like, okay. I feel so ridiculous. At this point, I am furious, and I don't even like him anymore. I'm just like, this guy is fumbling this so hard. I'm laying in bed next to him for 40 minutes talking. And I'm like, are you going to
make a move?
I can't say it because he needs, I'm doing this new thing of like, guys need to make every move with me. I'm not moving an inch. It's enough that I show up and that I'm going to be feminine. I'm going to be open to receiving, but I can't come after you anymore. It just has not worked for me.
I agree 100%.
I want to be pursued. It turns me on.
Can I tell you about the book you should be reading?
What?
Dump this fucking tantric nonsense. This is bullshit. There is a great book out there. Listen to all those women listening. It's a stupid book. It is called
Getting to I Do?
No.
Nope. Oh.
Why Men Love Bitches.
Oh, yep. Yep. Yep.
It sounds stupid, but the title is crass. But the point is what you just said. Old school, baby. Keep it OS.
OS for life.
Let the man pursue the woman. God damn it.
Yes.
It's evolutionary. It's just biology. And you're fucking things up. When the woman is pursuing the man, it is not how it goes. I'm as feminist as they come. I'm a feminist.
Agreed.
But that's the dynamic. The power has to be that way. Otherwise,
I know.
You're fucking with nature.
Well, it's fucked, Christina, because we are so empowered as women now with the women's movement to get what you want. I can have anything.
Right.
I'm an empowered American woman. My career has been me being like, I see that. I want that. I'm going to ask for it and get it.
And you should
but
in business.
It doesn't work for men. I've done it for men, but I've been like, I like you. Let's kiss.
No.
Let's do, like, and it doesn't work. So I'm waiting. So I'm in this guy's bed waiting, and he's talking about, like, I don't even know what. I'm like giving all the, leaning towards him, trying to get him to touch me. At one point, I just go, I would really like if you touched me.
Oh, for God.
That's what I had to say.
Oh, for God's
sake.
This
is a guy I've blown before and hooked up with before, multiple times before.
Fucking beta cuck. Who is this guy? This is
what kind of queer is this guy?
Yeah, he's a fagala. This is not a straight guy dealing with.
I don't know that you're wrong, but he goes, you think that's a good idea? And I go, what? What are you talking about?
You're like,
and then he goes, he said something about me too. And I'm like, are you joking me right now? I'm in your bed. I was so angry. I hated him in this moment. I was like, I don't even want to hook up with this person anymore. But I've worked so hard to get to this moment.
You're like, my whole day's shot.
I gotta get something out of this. Yeah. I gotta get a story. So I was like, he finally starts kissing me. It's going well. And I'm like, you ever like been hooking up and you've given it so much thought and you're like, God, if I could only kiss him, and I've like masturbated to like the idea of it, and then it's happening and you're like, this is it, like, this is it. It almost happens every time. My last makeout, I was like, Nikki, don't do that again. Be present. And I really was able to be present and like I had a good time. But most of the time I'm just like, this is it. So me and this guy are making out. I'm pissed at him. I already have a bunch of stuff from our past that is, this is all drudging up of me being like, fuck this guy. He gets to fucking make out with me. I can't. And then he is like, just put like, and I'm like, we're not going to do anything else. I was wanting them to maybe go down on me. But then again, I was like, I'll just have to fake a bunch of orgasms. And like, I don't really feel like that. And I'm also like, he just didn't see, if, unless you want to go down on me, I'm not going to make you. It just doesn't.
Yeah, it's tacky.
So he kind of was like, will you go down on me? And I was like, I need the practice. So I just did
asked like that.
I think he was like, took his dick out, and then I like played with it a little bit. And then I was like, well, this, I don't know how to give a hand job for.
Nobody does.
No clue. And so I was like,
women. Okay, let me. Okay.
Some
women
do.
What is going on in the booth?
The booth knows that there's...
I don't want to give hand jobs because you guys do them best yourself. Mm-hmm. So why am I even gonna bother?
I'm gonna disappoint you.
Yeah. What's the rub on the? Go ahead.
No, I mean they're
tell
just
us
all
the truth,
saying.
Annie.
That.
I'm just. I mean, no one's gonna do it better than me.
Of course,
right?
But there's definitely good ones.
Good
handy. There's definitely ones that
I gotta get better at them because it's all I got now to get a guy off. Because I can't suck your dick. I'll like you. I can't have sex with you. I'll like you. So I have to just jerk off.
Start doing handies. Don't give out BJs.
Well, I'm just not. That night I wasn't confident in my hand job, and I was like, I need to get this guy off so I can go home. And so,
you could master it. You could learn. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I feel like I know how to do it for you because we've been together.
Right.
But that's like, you got to learn what this particular guy
it's
likes.
It's always like more aggressive than you think that it would be. Like, I always feel like dicks are so gentle and delicate, but they're not.
No.
Because I think you just grow up as like a girl. Like, you don't know anything about penises. You just see guys get hit in the nuts and they're like, no!
You just think
that if anything touches... Yeah. It will like cause them. So I'm very like gentle. And now I realize like, no.
But our vagines are very, I mean, mine is very gentle.
Mine's
you like
not.
To get fracked. I
no,
know. I
yeah,
remember
I like
you,
it. Like it hard.
Are you on antidepressants? Is that why?
No, but I still need it hard. Cause I think I've just like my, I think I've ruined myself with this. What's it called?
The vibrators.
Hitachi.
So what, can you lay off the, can you abstain from it, the vibrator for a while to
yeah, make I'm not jerking off at all right now. Like, I don't even have the desire for it.
Don't do it for a while and let the feeling come back. And then, you know, it sounds like you're maybe you're overstimulating yourself.
I'm not, dude. I have not. I masturbate like once every 3 weeks.
Wow.
It's really disappointing.
Three weeks. What's going on? Are you depressed?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think you would like erotic hypnosis?
Yes.
Have you seen that?
No.
Dude. Oh, please don't. It's going to make me throw up.
That's the best kind of clip. So there is.
I think I would love it.
Erotic.
We're going to be doing the erotic hypnosis.
This guy's so cool.
Have you ever been hypnotized before?
No.
You ever seen it done?
Yes.
Nikki, you're going to regret
fair.
It.
TV. I'm already into this.
Sorry. It's fake.
This is like all the porn I watch.
You're nervous, aren't you?
Anyway.
Is that what you like?
Could you handle though, like the fact that you? I mean, this would be the guy. Like, would you be?
I mean, is his penis going to be used in this?
No.
Does
no,
he
no.
use toys?
No, he's just kind of creepy.
He's just there.
Yeah, I mean,
orgasm now.
Spank. 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 Anyways. Come for me. And sleep.
And sleep.
Sleep deeply.
She can't sleep in that position, dickhead.
Pleasure.
Sleep squatted down naked.
Now you're kneeling. In obedience to my words. Ugh. It's so sexy.
It's a nice
and shivers.
Back pets.
Shivers of pleasure.
Honestly, so I'm into this. I'm legit into this.
Really?
I love a situation. This is all the porn I watch. It's like girls tied up, being told good girl, being forced to have orgasms, and the guy's not, their dick is nowhere near them.
Great, let's watch some more.
Oh, interesting.
I was reviewing the footage.
He looks like a Mike Myers character.
He does. Yes.
Orgasm now. That's how stronger. 20 times stronger.
Ew.
Pleasure.
Ew, he's so turned on. I hate it.
Yeah. I know, it's spank. So gross.
Spank. And come for me. Oh. And on the count of three, even though you're out of hypnosis, you still feel the same intensity of the best orgasm. One. Two.
Three.
Orgasm now.
Oh, she has to fake this.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's getting
closer
paid.
And closer.
$30 and an Uber ride.
Embrace me.
Oh, embrace me. So now he's getting you to touch it.
Build a pleasure build.
Oh, where are those hands going?
And build.
Where are those hands going?
And build. Enjoying the sensation.
Oh, let's check her panties. I don't believe it.
Craving, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
And subconsciously.
Oh, God.
Subconsciously. You know,
subconsciously.
You so long again. Without the
throw. He's holding her like an
building.
Emotional support animal.
And building. And building.
Oh, stop it. I know who he looks like.
Uh-oh. Ew!
Oh!
Yeah. No.
Oh!
Stronger.
Oh, this guy.
Can I tell you something? That in the last few years, my aversion to seeing any public kissing has grown to a point. Like
what
in
is it?
Movies, TV shows, any when people start kissing, I'm like, oh fuck, I don't know. I really get I get like upset by it.
You're not wrong. It's really
kind of
gross.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to see their tongues and their
I
mouths.
I don't.
The
open makeout really makes me want to vomit. But I even like seeing people just
Frenching.
Kind of.
I saw somebody French just on the street. I was waiting for my Uber.
Yeah.
And this couple, he just walked up to her and he started Frenching her, like right on the sidewalk. I was like, this is such an intrusion.
It is. I think a blow bang is more wholesome than watching somebody kiss. I really don't like it.
You know who he looks like?
Who?
Remember Tackleberry from the
Police Academy movies? Yeah. He does look like Tackleberry. Yes.
Google Tackleberry from the Police
with
Academy.
All the weights and burdens and responsibilities.
And the lisp doesn't make him sexy either.
He gets one in here. Hold on, where this is left.
I don't
hold
like
on.
It.
Wait.
Good girl.
Good girl.
There's Tackleberry.
And then what?
My instructions like this. Describe how the sensation of my touch feels on your body.
Oh, God.
He's touching her stomach.
Can you think of anywhere in your body that you wouldn't want to be touched right now?
No.
Awesome.
This goes right to
awesome. He said awesome. He couldn't even celebrate that silently.
No. Nope.
Look at Tackleberry. Am I right?
Yeah. That is a good call. That's definitely
great.
Tackleberry.
Come on, don't leave me hanging.
That was awesome.
That's great. That's great. Yeah.
Come now, heart.
Okay.
Awesome.
Awesome. So I'm going to squeeze your tits. Cool. Yeah. I don't know, how you get into this line of work, but it's pretty cool.
Stop.
Well, so you're currently single or no?
Yeah. Oh,
you're not going to be for long. Check out this guy.
I just hope that there's some woman or women out there who really like having their pussies licked.
He just wants there to be women out there who enjoy
what?
It.
Just what?
By him or just in general?
My elderly is like making this and being like, this will probably work. Like this, someone's going to see this and be like, oh, I've been dying to get my pussy licked.
My God.
Would you let him lick your pussy, Nikki?
That's all I really want, you know.
He seems
to be truthful, that's all I keep asking God for. Like, just, honest to God.
He's asking God.
That's,
dear God.
That's where my heart's at.
My heart's
where
at.
My mind's at.
Dear God.
Almost like maybe it's a dying wish for him or something.
Yeah.
I feel, you know, that's what I want when someone, I want guys enthusiastically eating my pussy. Well, not
of course.
Like,
and you said somebody that wants you and desires you.
I mean, I don't think it would be a terrible gift to give that man. Actually, I would get something out of it.
Do you realize how long he would ride that wave for? That you, like you leaving and he would just be like, God listened. And he would just,
yeah.
He would be glowing in that for years.
He would just leave it. He'd never wash his face again, mm-mm. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, if I could just close my eyes and disassociate and not hear him, put on some noise-canceling headphones, I might do that. I might be down.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you're interested in me and you're a friend on this site of mine and you really want to have that done, let me know, because I'm seriously interested in doing that, like, a lot.
He okay. threw out a friend. He's like, bring your friend, too.
No, I can't.
He got selfish.
It was one woman at first.
Okay. Well, here's a different guy.
I don't have a friend.
Let's change it up.
For all y'all beautiful women. You feel me? Just let me eat you one time. Just let me eat you one time. And you're going to, I guarantee you, you're gonna ask me to stay to your house.
Okay.
You're going to sleep for 3 days, my baby.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really
stay to your house.
Knows what he's doing.
Whoa.
You think you work with the puddle boy? This is the puddle guy right here.
Guess what?
No.
I can show you what time it is. Sure enough, I tell you, they got a man up above. I can cook for you, clean up your house. You heard me? Listen,
heard
when you.
You
come home, baby, you just got to jump in the tub with all
it,
them
it
bubbles.
It looks like he's shooting an audition tape for The Amazing Race or something. Like, why are his friends helping him? What is this?
That's true.
But you realize, though, he does want you to bathe. Okay, so when you get home,
he doesn't want
like,
no stinky pussy.
Oh, yes. He requested that. Okay,
yeah. So
he wants
what?
You to be clean.
I'm with you 100%. Get with that ball. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna make you cry.
How you gonna show
him?
Oh,
his teeth make me cry.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I believe he's probably great at it.
You think so?
No.
Yes.
Nikki, no.
Yes.
What do you mean he's great at?
I bet he's good.
He's not even, he can't
he's
even brush his
teeth.
He's going to
make me sleep for 3 days.
Yep.
No.
And he's going to make me cry.
I'm with Nikki. He's good.
He'd be enthusiastic.
He's good.
That's all.
Yeah. He's good. He goes. Let me see if there's somebody else that you would like.
Hi, I'll make this brief.
Same guy.
It's John Lyu Shipman. I'm looking for girls for pussy. I love to eat pussy.
Oh,
it's so gross.
What
it's
are they cool.
I can't.
Cool.
It was bad the first time, and now again with Nikki.
These guys are awesome. I'm trying to always. Nikki's my friend.
I know.
I am trying to set her up.
Nikki, I appreciate it. Tom.
Which one of these gentlemen do you choose as your date?
Well, first of all, we're not done. Okay. So hold on to that.
Hold on. Who was the first guy? That was the, I've been praying for pussy.
This one.
Yep,
let me eat you one time.
Yeah.
Then,
and now this fatty, what?
This guy.
This morbidly.
If you're into fat guys.
If you're into fat guys.
You're looking for some action. You live in Missouri.
Oh my God.
Please.
I'll be home for the holidays.
Sexy voice.
At 157 or text me.
That is a, it's
text
a.
At 163.
The sexy voice is actually an upper respiratory infection. They tend to have pulmonary problems when they, I think it's when you exceed 450. So, you know.
Edema.
I want him to be able to eat pussy at one point in his life. He's never done it.
See, what's
Nikki,
interesting.
This is your home state. I mean.
But what's interesting is that she has sympathy for these fellas.
She does.
Yeah. And she's like, I wish somebody would give it to him. Yeah. I have repulsion waves.
It's really interesting.
I don't know why you have
it's
sympathy
really
and
interesting.
I'm repulsed.
I mean, that is true. That, and this is consistent.
Yes.
You're consistently, I see like that you actually go like, well, you know, I'd like to be able to help this person out, and you're always like, fuck this disgusting
get
person.
It the fuck away from me. I don't want this guy anywhere near my vag.
Yeah, I just feel bad for these guys. They just, all they want is pussy, and they don't know how to get it. This is such a cry for help. It's like they're the last note they're a minor writing they're trapped in a cave somewhere.
Yeah,
it's their last dying wish. I mean, this guy is near death.
How come she sees?
Why can't someone just sit on his face?
Well, why don't you sit? I mean, would you be the one to do it? Is what I'm
it
saying.
It can't be me.
It can't be me too. But I feel as though I'm like no push. Like no.
Yeah.
Not.
And you're like someone should do it.
But I'll tell you what. I'm angry that this guy has the audacity to put this message out. Like, yeah, fuck you. Who are, what are you offering?
He's,
you
know, mentally disabled. For sure. I mean, like, he's not.
He's TikTok.
He's TikTok.
Yes. I'm gonna make you cry.
Hey, that guy's not well.
No, he's just has never, no, he's never been kissed. I just feel for these guys. They never got it together enough to get a prostitute and just get it over with.
Well, that's the thing. So why can't they just get, they should be asking for money for a hooker.
Yes, that's what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Can we donate to his
motherfucker?
Okie dokie.
Go sex swing time machine out of beef jerky. I want a girl who can roll a blunt with her pussy. Text me at 16 or call me. My name's John. Call me at 15. Bye.
He has two phones, by the way. I have a text phone and a call phone.
Why did he just, like, the chances that a girl would be into that? What if she was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. And then she's like, well, I can't roll a blunt with my pussy.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I would have done it. And then that knocked her out. So he's too demanding. He's too picky.
Thank you. And he beggars can't be choosers.
And he's got some kind of road rash on his face. If I had to have one of these guys eat me out, it'd be the first guy, because I feel like he's never been touched, doesn't have any diseases, and really wants it and probably deserves it.
You know what's going to make you rethink that choice? Guess who's back?
I'm going to play with your booty and your kitty cat, but I'm going to put my hair in there.
Oh, but
and I'm going to smell it.
Oh my god.
Wait, so you're
he's
saying
he's gonna put his hand in my booty.
One love.
One love.
You think it's a game?
Try a game.
I ain't gonna play with you, my baby. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put my hand in your kitty cat. No, in your pants. And I'm gonna do it like that. I'm gonna smell it.
I just feel it's so disrespectful. Like, fuck you. You put your hand in your ass.
That somebody loves you
go
that
fuck
much?
Yourself. Yeah.
He's 38.
It's upsetting.
Yeah. I bet you he is a younger age than he looks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I bet drugs. He's just been through. Yeah, it's drugs.
Well,
it's
having just, no teeth ages you, too.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not a good look.
It's just life in Florida, man. It's just how it goes.
I'm on this ready. You know why? If you're clean, you're clean. Oh, if you're dirty, you're dirty.
Oh, those teeth aren't clean. Those teeth aren't clean.
Why is he making demands on my hygiene?
That is insane.
Look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, what a pig.
He seems happy, though.
He does seem happy.
Doesn't he seem happy? He's got a little catchphrase.
That
guy is happier than I am. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Now, do you still... You're still still going with the praying guy, even in light of the second additional clip of I guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Still. First guy. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, this will make your skin crawl.
You would be required to make daddy come.
Oh, no.
What was the first one?
You'd be required.
Is that understood?
To make daddy come.
And it would be done in a way that you want to do, either with your body or a friend of yours that's a girl that you can sell a picture and say daddy stroke to her.
Kato Kaelin looks terrible. okay, wait a second. I like the daddy stuff.
No.
I like the being told what to do and what I can't do.
I love that Nikki always has curveballs that you don't expect.
I'm just being very open-minded here, and he has some stuff that I'm into. I mean,
is it the bed with no frame? Just the mattress on the floor?
Yeah, at least like this guy.
No side tables.
You know what I love about this guy?
What do you like
best? He has the arrogance that like a CEO should have for himself.
Yes.
Where he's like, I'm the fucking man. Like it just reads and you know he's a piece of shit. Yeah. Like he's a fucking
loser.
He's barely getting by. But he's like, I'm fucking amazing and you should make me come.
Or a video that you found or... something that you think will make daddy squirt. But that is like 100% on your shoulders. I trust that my baby will know daddy well enough.
Ew. Okay, no, I don't like daddy.
How to get daddy.
I don't like
come.
This daddy stuff.
That's
this
a
is
big
really
responsibility.
Creepy.
What lost you? Because you were in a moment ago.
You know what? I take back the daddy. I've never really liked the daddy thing. I just like that he made a demand. Like, you're going to do this, and I'm sorry about it. If you don't like it, you got
to
do it.
But that goes back to the biology of, like, it's the man. You like that. The
love
man
it.
Telling you.
Yep.
Like, he's pursuing you.
See? That's biology.
You need an aggro. You need, like, an alpha male.
You're with these beta cucks, and that's the fucking problem.
I know.
These weenie, interesting guys
like
who write poetry.
You need Mr. Big, man.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yes. I want a guy to tell me... Like, I need to be pursued and I need to be told what to do. I like
need to
all
courted.
The porn I watch is like guys being like, you can't come. You can't come. You don't do it. Don't do it. And the girl's like, please. And he's like, you can't. Don't do it. And that, I mean, See? That's the hottest thing I can imagine. Then he's like, okay, now you can. And then she gets to like that, all of that.
So maybe you're, are you into BDSM? Have you tried?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Okay. So then maybe you need to find a dominant, a guy who's a dom. Because it sounds like you're pursuing these weenie guys, these
but I
betas.
I don't like pursuing men on the, like, I don't want to go to like a kink.org or
Dude,
whatever.
Can I tell you, I,
you don't have to pursue them. They want to find you.
Oh, and please, now I'm going to be pursued by so many.
Here's
but,
my,
well, maybe I'll entertain.
My thought on you. You're in New York. It's a city of fucking ballers. Okay.
Yeah.
You are a high achiever.
Yes.
You have a big career. A lot of things going
lady.
On. Attractive lady. Why? Like, you need to be with another high achiever.
I know.
And it's probably not going to, I mean, it's not that it can't be, probably not going to be more, it's less likely to find in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you step out of comedy.
Why? Because high achieving or because the
cause
dominant?
Most, no, because probably most of the available, you know, are not going to be high achievers.
Yeah, I know.
So those guys are either taken
mm-hmm.
or, you know, few and far between. It's just,
yeah,
it's just harder to run
just
into.
There's not as many at my level
yeah.
or above.
Yes.
Right. Yep.
Maybe like
I'm saying they're already taken.
They're already okay. taken. Oh yeah.
I've got
sure.
one. I've got it. What about an older gent? Would you be okay with a divorced man?
Yes.
With older
yes,
children
of course, of
out
course.
Of the nest? Maybe like a guy, a Wall Street
out of the
guy.
Nest.
Well, you know what I mean. Like
how much older are you comfortable with?
50 something.
I'm 35.
Oh
no,
mid 40s.
Yeah,
that's fine, right?
What about a guy who's been married, divorced, so he's been around the block, he knows how to treat a lady now, he's made his mistakes, and he's a career guy, highly successful, clean,
yeah,
alpha male.
Yeah.
Confident.
Yep.
Not emotionally crippled like these guys you love.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, all of this is very scary to me because it seems like, oh, that could be something. So
what about your...
But yeah, you're right.
What
Thank
about
you.
Your Uber
you're
driver
welcome.
From the
your
other
Uber.
Day?
Your Uber.
She doesn't know this. Christina doesn't know. Can you tell her?
Yeah. So my driver the other day, I caught him masturbating right before he dropped me off.
What?
I like looked up from my phone and I just saw. Like, listen, I didn't report it only because there
Why
is a
not?
20% chance that it wasn't that.
Oh, stop.
Because I didn't see skin. I didn't see the penis. I didn't have confirmation. So I can't ruin a guy's career.
Sure.
On with that 20% chance. So I gave him 1 star, but it was, I even felt bad about doing that. I even felt bad about doing that because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Because unless you see the penis and it's there, like you can't.
But what other motion is.
He could have been wiping off his a stain off his pants. He could have been cleaning his phone.
She thinks
she
could have been like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like cleaning his pants.
Yeah. Like,
was he super quiet the whole time?
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. And then when I...
She said he kind of swerved and he went, oh, fuck. Yeah, right before he dropped her off.
Man, and but I was trying to film it, but then I didn't want to... As it was happening, I didn't want to him to see me film it because then he could do something weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You don't want...
Yeah.
You don't want
yeah.
Everyone's like, why didn't you... I would have slapped him and told him to stop. I'm like, yeah, no you wouldn't have.
No.
You don't know what it's like.
That's
you just
something
don't wanna,
definitely
yeah.
not to do.
Yeah, you don't know... Part of me wishes I could have been like, what are you doing? But then he could have been like, okay, now I'm going to murder you because you saw my sneaky habit then, and now I'm going to lose my job. So I'm going to murder you because obviously I'm deranged. Why would I be jerking off while driving a passenger anyway?
Yeah,
they're not mentally well. So I just got out of the car and was just like, had to go and get a spray tan and stand naked in front of this girl. And she was like, she goes, are you nervous about the roast? And I go, no, I'm just thinking about how my Uber driver was just masturbating. She's like, oh my God, I would have told him stop. And I was just like, oh God, this is what I need.
Yeah.
Just
spray oh my God,
my
I'd
vagina.
Be like, stop. Don't jerk off.
It was just, yeah, it really bothered me the rest of the night. Like, you think those things are just like, oh, whatever. If it happens to me, it ruined my night. It made me really emotionally like
such a it's
unstable.
Such an invasion.
Remember just, the guy jerking off
in front of our
house
in Redondo? Yeah. I called the fucking police.
Gross.
Well, because some kid could be walking by and this guy's jerking it in his car. I mean, I've seen guys jerking off in public
a
bunch. A
lot, I know.
I mean, I'd still, you know what I might, if I am just thinking, I may want to contact Uber and just be like, I can't confirm. But this guy may.
Well, that doesn't allow them really to do anything, though.
I don't know,
what I mean?
But then some other woman could get in that guy's car and then.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's the thing. It's like whenever this stuff happens, people are like, you have to report it because it protects other women. And it's like, why is it on me now? Like, why can't you guys just not rape us? Or, you know what I mean? Like, why is it always our fault?
It's not your fault.
It's obviously, but I know what you're saying. Like, there needs to be, I hate when guys do gross things to women, like egregiously gross. Like, this guy could have been doing nothing. That's the problem. It's like, it's either all or nothing.
Well, I kind of like that you hold your accusation to a standard of certainty before you let them know. Because you're right. If you're saying, you're saying as the person
20%
there,
chance he wasn't doing anything.
Then that is fair enough to not, you know, well, I think.
Let me ask you this though, the motion, because cleaning a stain off is...
Yeah, but if it's
jerking off is rhythmic.
No, but if you could have something where you just keep,
you wouldn't do it like that, would
well,
you?
Well, it depends where it is. Yeah. You keep going like this, and then you're like, oh, I'm cleaning and my dick's getting hard. It kind of feels good. You know? It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Look, you've expressed a comfort with anal sex and kinky stuff. Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
Dude, seriously, can you just be doing this? What are you doing? What are you doing? Hello? What are you doing?
Oh, wow. Lady.
What are you doing? There's little kids around here. Seriously.
That looks like his dick when you freeze it like that.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah, it's
There's
a bike
so
handle.
So much going on there.
It's a bike handle?
Yeah, he took the bike apart.
Oh,
and then
that's going to end up at a Goodwill and someone's going to ride that someday. Jesus Christ.
And he's covering his head, so clearly there's an indicator of shame.
But also we found out, I don't know if you care.
Oh, he's just scared of the sun. Like, I do that when I lay out, too. I just want my lamp.
He's single. This is a single guy.
How do you know that?
Yeah, we checked. We double-checked. He actually...
How can you be sure? I don't want to assume.
I want to say that he was, or maybe still is, vice president of marketing at Microsoft. This is in Seattle. So, dude, remember we were talking about alpha, high achiever?
I mean, this could be it. Okay, well, let me...
Kevin.
I like his little... Like, his Patagonia is cute. Like, he's ready for the winter.
Yeah, this is an outdoorsman. He's got a knee brace on the one good leg.
I think he's got a camelback. Yeah, he does.
Keeping that one leg going
he's
well.
He's got great gear. I can't... You know, I go, why is this woman confronting him even? How is she brave enough to do that? This guy would have to get a lot of things together to attack the woman.
He'd have
to take the thing
You're
out
right.
of his ass. He'd have to pull the thing off his head.
He'd have to put his shoe on.
He'd have to put his leg on.
Yeah.
He's got one shoe there on the floor.
Oh, my God.
How do you
this
even... Here's
is
the thing
so
is,
sad.
Like, how do you even at this moment be like, this is when I want to put something in my ass? You know what I mean? Like, on the sidewalk. It's dirty. You're fucking... You're just like, yeah, right about now.
But, babe, do you think he might be mentally ill or on drugs?
No.
Or both? Let's play the game. Hold on. Get your cup out. Let's sift the flavors.
I'm sensing... decades of drug use.
Yeah.
I'm sensing...
schizophrenia or... just delusional. He doesn't know where he is.
Living outside for years.
Homeless, yeah.
Sensing broken relationships.
Oh, my God.
Sensing no job, no regular income.
Although I am sensing notes of vagrancy. He's a homeless guy. He's on the move.
Yeah.
He's got his bicycle.
Oh,
does
my
have his
God.
Bicycle. Having a nice bike helps.
All the things.
What do you smell in this bouquet? What do you taste? Your notes.
Just, you know what I'm thinking about his child. I mean, it gets dark for me. I just go to like this kid went through some terrible things in his childhood.
No.
Yeah. Well, there was emotionally, and then there's obviously the fucking bat to the leg. That didn't help either.
What happened to this guy's leg?
Remember when dumb truck backed over your fucking leg?
But someone stitched it up real nice. I mean, he was only in the hospital and people cared for him at one point.
That's true.
That grip on that handle is so strong and confident. He looks like Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
God. Oh, no.
I was just adjusting it.
It's okay. We can move on.
Okay.
We've seen enough.
What happens with this? He just keeps going.
He gets it in there. He gets it all the way in. And then the lady's like, oh, Microsoft. Now I remember you. So... By the way, as a single lady, and you're on social media,
sure.
Do, what's the DMs like for you? Do you get hit up a lot? Do you ever take? Do you ever act on a DM? Like, do you meet somebody?
Not haven't yet. It would require you to have like a blue check mark, or at least have your account be unprivate, so I can look and see if you're hot or not. I can't tell by your little tiny picture. So
and
what
private,
are you doing?
Private's so annoying.
Private's
I just feel
so
like it's annoying in general.
Yeah.
Just to be like, I'm on this app with all of you, but I keep my stuff locked up.
And
it's weird.
Exactly. And for a guy to message me and be like, I really want to take you on a date when you come to Denver, whatever they're pitching, to not then make it unprivate so I can look at you, it's not fair.
Yeah.
And they're
Do you
never
answer them?
Cute enough. They're never even close to cute. The guys that think that they deserve me.
Yeah.
I just go, what are you? No, never. Yes.
Right.
I just don't get it.
Hold on, though.
I love putting ugly women in their place. Like
oh
when,
my God.
When I was single, I'm saying, and like a woman would hit on me, I'd be like, are you out of your fucking mind? You think I'm gonna...
You see, now I have sympathy for them. Now, this is where I'm different than you guys. I actually have sympathy because a lot of nerds would ask me out in my life.
Yeah.
And I tried to be very kind to the people that had the courage to approach me. As gentlemen. I'm not a part of DM culture because I'm married, but I always had sympathy for those guys who had the courage to ask me out. That's a bigger deal to me than like,
it's
let me eat your pussy. Like, I don't have a sympathy for that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
I'm always very polite when I do respond. Most of the time I just ignore it and don't say anything back because you don't need to. But when it's something... When they're vulnerable and they're actually, I'm like, oh, I'm touched. But a lot of times I'm like, did you think I was going to move to Omaha and we're going to have like a relate? Like, I just don't understand.
Yeah,
I think
that is what he thinks.
You're so stupid. And you don't see me. They always act like I see you. Other men don't understand who you are. And
right.
I go, no, you don't. You just listen. You don't know me. And. Yeah. Trying to access me on that kind of level where it's like you're misunderstood. I really listen to what you have to say. It disgusts me. And I just and you're so beautiful. Well, then why do you think I would date you?
Right.
If I'm as beautiful as you think I am.
Yeah.
On
and
what
they're,
planet?
They're real toads. Or
yes. These are
shape,
these. No.
Not...
These are fives.
Okay.
You know, I'm not. I'm a comedy nine.
Yeah.
So I'm
easily.
You know.
No, I say comedy 10.
Thanks. But I know what I am. I don't demand I don't need the hottest guy in the world. But these guys are real. You know, like the guys that you were just pitching to me. Men like that really think that they have a shot.
Really. That's no, I wasn't aware. So sorry if it's like a mentally ill,
no,
toothless
these aren't
guy.
Like
that's
sixes.
Not...
These are really gross dudes in the middle of America that think I'm just going to pick up my life and go be their stepmother to their children.
Yeah,
I mean they have kids and dogs and guns.
So you're saying that you were always kind?
Yeah.
To these? Yeah.
I mean there was even a guy who came on to me who lived with his parents. He was 10 years too old to be an undergrad, and he. worked for the department that I worked for, and he got fired, but he still wore the windbreaker around. Like, he was touched. He was tick touched. And he worked up the courage one day to ask me out, and I felt sad because back in the day, that's how you ask people. You face to face.
Oh, face
to
face.
And that is mortifying.
Very gentle.
That's different.
And
yeah.
Thank you. Like,
yes. That's sweet.
I would love for men who. I would love more men to be as brazen and ask girls out. They don't do it anymore.
Mm.
And I appreciate when it is done. And when I turn it down, I'm always very nice.
Yeah.
And just like, I'm just not dating right now or I'm seeing someone.
That's what I say on the road now too.
Hey.
I get asked a lot.
Yeah.
I do. I'm just telling you. I'm out there.
You're not out there.
I am out there.
Shut up. What was I going to say to her?
I've been asked out by a tick touch person too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I was like,
you went out
fucking
for...
idiot. You think I'm going to go out with you? Barely string together a
ta-ta,
sentence.
Ta-ta, retard. Tell him.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Ta-ta. Yeah.
God, this guy DM'd me after I did. So I was on Instagram and I just saw someone I follow who I'm not even friends with. This guy in their picture was like super hot. I was just like, who's this guy? Like, what actor is that? Went to his profile. And he's following me. And I'm just like, how on earth is this hunk following me? And I look and he's like, he's a fan of a show that I was on that I had an appearance on last year. And I was like, I could tell by his post that he was a fan of the show. And I go, oh, I bet it was that appearance. And so I followed him. I'm like, he'll see it. And I'm just waiting for him to DM me because now we're both following each other. He clearly doesn't see it. And I'm just waiting. I'm like, I can't reach out to him. I don't want to be the initiator. He's got to notice me. I'm waiting for him to post so I can like something and just get his attention. I don't even think he knows I'm following him. And then I look and then one night I was like, maybe I'll DM him. And I like pulled it up to DM him, you know, like I just like started the thing and he had DM'd me. It was in my request and I never saw it. Back when I was on the show, when he started following me, the show that he's a fan of, he had DM'd me. You were so hilarious. I was walking my dog and I was like crying, laughing and you killed it. And just this really nice message, kind of not really flirty, but just, but he's a hot guy DMing a hot lady. And I was like, okay, this is, and it was, I think 8-9 months before I saw it. And so I responded like, hey, I just saw this 9 months later and it made my day. And he was like, glad you got it. And I was like, damn it. I missed. He's like, he's got to have a girlfriend now.
Right.
Motherfuck. And so I can't do anything. That's the problem with these guys. I get so close and I feel like it's happening. And then I wait for them to keep it going. And if they don't, it just falls because I will not do anything. I will not pursue at all anymore.
Yeah, you should stick with that. I think you should stick with that.
That weeds out these losers.
But then some people go, Nikki, he doesn't know you like him.
No.
And I'm like, how does he not know, dude?
Let me tell you something about boys. If a man likes you, he's going to go to the ends of the earth to make the shit happen.
I'm a big believer in that, too.
They're intimidated, right?
Nikki. They're intimidated.
Oh, that's not true.
That's a fucking lie. That's what women tell other women when the guy's not.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Right, Tommy?
First of all, the guy likes you. He's not weird about, like, he wants you to know because he likes you. Mm-hmm. And then he'll also do whatever. So if you're I'm going to go do this thing in Amsterdam for 6 months, he'll be like, guess I'm fucking going too.
Yep.
That's what guys do.
Remember I was living with some friends in Pasadena and you lived in the valley.
Yeah.
Tom would drive all the way out to Pasadena. What is that, an hour?
I don't know. It was horrible. Yeah, but you just
hang out with me all night and then go back home and then wake up at 7 a.m.
But that's what you do.
And that's what you do.
But if I'm not interested, I'd be like, Pasadena's far.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And then most people go like, oh, it is far.
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, but you can't blame them because it is far.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, yeah, it is far. You tell yourself. But if the guy really likes you, living across town is not crazy.
It's the book. He's just not that into you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
If he's not hanging out with you and he's not texting you, he's not calling you, he just doesn't like you that much.
It's true.
It's 100%
and stop making any excuse for him. He did not lose his phone. He was not busy at work. If a guy likes you, they will make the effort.
That's the biggest bullshit in the world. He's too busy to call me or to text. No, he's just not.
Nikki didn't, like, there's this one guy that I had a crush on and we would be on the same show all night long. Like, we would have like three sets together on a Saturday night. And I'm like, I can't fucking wait for tonight because I'm going to be at the club all night. In between sets, we'll be hanging out. Oh my God. Flirt, flirt, flirt. Make out. Like, we'll go around the corner and make out. It'll be so fun. I'd get dressed up. And then he would cancel his sets because he like didn't feel like it. And not even tell me. He wouldn't even been aware that I was on the show. And I'm like, and my friends are like, he didn't know you were on the show. And I'm like, but if he liked me, he would have checked the lineup. He would have been aware that I was on the show.
Yes.
He would have done everything to keep those spots. He doesn't like me. And they're like, no, Nikki, he didn't even think to check. And I'm like, because he doesn't like me.
That's what people say to you who like you, like the friends who emotionally just want to protect you because they're kind. They want to protect
themselves because they want to be able to say that about the guys that don't call them back.
Exactly. Exactly.
Totally. All of my friends, it's the same thing. His family's in town this weekend. I think he's really depressed right now. I mean, it's just the amount of excuses. I just don't, there's no excuse.
And when a woman likes a guy, she eats his balls from behind. she starts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then goes up the crack.
Okie doke. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't leave breadcrumbs for boys.
Sure.
I believe, because I left some breadcrumbs for Segura to let him know that I was interested. Because let's face it, back when I was 28, I was the comedy 10 around our circle. And I just wanted to make sure he knew that, like,
you're still a fucking comedy 10, bitch. Are you kidding me?
But I just, remember we had a mutual friend, and I was like, just let Segura know that if he... wants to sniff in the yard, he can sniff around.
Okay, so this was, it was when you guys had already just like had a couple flirty interactions backstage, or
known each other for years,
couple
yeah.
years,
we yeah, friends. Yeah.
But it, had it because when what happened you was, dropped that, was there anything flirty before that where you were like,
yeah,
I think he might be into?
Okay. I always liked him. Okay.
But what is, we were, like but it was super, you know, like it
on
was
the level.
Yeah, because also what happened was she had a boyfriend, and so I was always respectful of that.
Yeah,
and just go, I wasn't, you know. So the friend let me know that they broke up. Oh. So he was like, you know, she's single right now and she's mentioned you. And I was like, what's up? Su-woo. I'm going to go over there.
Su-woo.
Yes. And he put on his red scarf.
I put on my red bandana.
Red bandana. And he crip walked over.
And he loves it.
He's like, that's not what blood do.
And then you symboled a...
And I was like, Christina.
When did you guys, can I ask, when you first had sex?
Now, here's a funny story.
Oh.
Can I tell the story?
Of course.
Am I allowed to? Okay. So yeah. I decided, because I'd never had a one night stand. And
come for me.
Okay. And I was a 28-year-old lady, 27, right? With her dating. I decided he was going to be my first one night stand.
Oh, so you weren't one and done.
I was like, I'm gonna bang Tom because I think he's a nice guy. I know him. He's not a stranger, and I'm just gonna bang him, and then I'm gonna just pump him and dump him. Like, I'm gonna be a tough girl. But then I liked him so much,
yeah.
And I couldn't get off of that D. You know what I'm saying? I got hooked on that Segura D.
Don't forget, I was like 25. I was pretty active, and I was giving her, I was drilling. I remember she was like, like I was really out.
Were you looking for a girlfriend? What was your deal?
I was open to it. You know, I was single out here at that point, 3 years, mm-hmm. right? So you still feel kind of new.
Yeah.
I had like a couple like hookups, hookup hoes that I would, you know, tap on the shoulder every now and again.
Yeah.
But no, I thought I really liked her. Like, yeah. Especially when I took her out, she was kind of a bitch. I was like, now I really like
Men
her.
Love
yeah,
bitches.
That's so
read
fun.
The book.
Really?
My men love.
Okay. Well, I'll be honest. I mean, I really like that. She was
just, say
a bitch.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. I do. I like it.
Turns him on. Still, to
I
guess
I'm gonna read that book.
I fucking hate.
Every woman should be reading this book.
Okay.
I hate the whatever you want to do, like dates. You know, when you're like, what do you like? And she's like, whatever you like. And I'll be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Those are always the worst to me.
Yeah. So just know. What
I like
you
a
like.
Little. Yeah. I mean, yes. Oh my God. Someone that knows what they like in any.
But what it backs up against the letting the guy lead and letting the guy pursue. He should make the plan. He should pick the dinner. He should pick the date.
But I'm saying, I'm talking.
But then he courted me proper, like, so I left the crumbs. Listen, I'll send up a signal. That's cool. Hey, like you. Hey, I'm going to check my, make sure that I'm available. Because if Froggy want to come courting, you know what I'm saying? Like, my shit's up here. I put a flare up. Bitches, I'm here.
Yeah.
And now if he didn't come calling, that's it. That's what I'm not gonna fucking ask, knock on the door again, bitch. This is the one crumb this motherfucker's gonna get.
Yes.
And then
yes,
he makes the initiation of a date. Let's go out. Let's go do stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he called and texted
and
did
I'm
what
saying
he's supposed
what
to do.
I like is just, I like strong opinion, strong personality.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. What I, you know what I mean? Like a bitch might not, I mean, I don't mean like a real
no,
bitch.
No, but like a mean.
But it's like,
I'm
not
mean.
Not mean, but like, you know, no. Well, once you're like a certain age, you're like, you know things you like, you know what. So whenever you have somebody express those types of opinions, I think even in like in friendships, it's I'd rather hang out with somebody who says what they mean, knows what they like those kind of things. You're drawn to those personalities.
Yes,
more.
I think
you know?
It's somebody that book. It's a bad title. It's not being a bitch. It's just being a self-contained person. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like what's he saying? I have an identity. I knew who I was.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because then that gives, if someone like you who knows what she likes, sticks to what she likes and knows what she doesn't like, likes you, then you know that it's real and yeah, that, and you feel like cool almost that this woman that's so self-assured likes you. It makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that makes sense why men would be attracted to women who know what they like, because they know that ooh, they're of value if this cool woman 100%. Chooses them.
And you're good at business, right? You're great at your career.
Yeah, I'm great
you
at my
are,
career.
You are.
Yeah.
Now, the reason, too, is you go, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Yes.
You do that with dating, I guarantee it's going to be yes,
yeah,
no. Because you're telling me, but this guy, and then I fix that, and then I tell him to go to therapy, and then I find out, and then he cries. It's like, no. Have the guy who's already got that shit done.
Yep.
And now homeboy's not going to cry on your foot. Fuck all. You don't want to do that. You want to be the guy's therapist anyways.
No, I know. I know. You're absolutely right. Bye. Next. No.
Bye. Bye, Felicia. And fuck your tantra.
Cute and funny, though. And that's
the weirdos?
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck the weirdos. Fuck the interesting guy. You don't want it. No. Not marrying kinds.
You need some eagles. You need some eagles.
Eagles.
Caca! Okay, okay.
Eagles.
All right.
Yeah, up there with you.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? You're an eagle, yeah. Bitch.
But I want to be pursued. Yeah, I want to be pursued. I think it's going to happen. I mean,
eagle will pursue you.
I'm about to
you.
Become very much more visible, I think, after my special comes out and things. Like, it's going to open me up to a new world of men that...
You may have to date, like, an agent.
That's what I'm saying.
Or a manager. Like someone on the business end.
Someone in the biz.
A little older than you.
Agent might be like a fucking baller.
It might be a good
agent.
Idea.
Yeah. I'm open to it for sure.
And a little
like,
older.
We got to go have dinner with Robert Downey, but then I promise we're going to go do that. You'll be like,
yes.
All right.
I need to like have my agent set me up. Like, I feel like it's someone in the biz.
Yeah. He works a lot too. He's aware of what you're doing, but a little mature. Sounds like you've been fucking with boys.
So funny,
you need a man.
They need to be funny.
Yeah, they are funny. But some of them are.
Okay.
Because they're around funny people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to meet your criteria.
You ever met a funny agent?
Yeah. Okay. Really? I think Russell's pretty funny.
Really? Okay.
He tweets me something.
Is he single?
Andrew Russell, actually.
I know Andrew Russell. I love Andrew Russell.
Hey.
I got him to quit smoking.
You did?
I fixed that
you
boy.
Fixed him.
See,
yeah.
I'm fixing him. I gave him that book.
Oh, don't let her forget. She was also a pig. She was like, put my head in this trash can.
Right.
Like, so you got to keep that up, too.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
But I don't want to say that I'm not mean. I was never mean.
No.
I was.
No. Well.
Not. I try not to be like.
What's the attachment style where you're like secure? You were secure.
I guess.
I think bitch is a woman that's secure. And
quite
just
honestly,
knows what she likes.
I'm aloof. Aloof and mysterious, like Jackie Onassis in my courting style. But it's only because I have a bad attachment. Like, actually, Tom and I work because we're, I don't know. I'm actually more avoidant. So that comes across as aloof.
Yes, yes.
But I'm terrified of intimacy.
Yeah.
Right.
I got to read that book. I don't know which style I am.
You got to do it.
Oh, the attachment,
style.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm avoidant.
So just a quick recap, though, before we, of things that.
Sure.
All things Nikki Glaser. You up on
Sirius XM, yes, channel 95 every morning, Monday through Thursday, 10 to 12 Eastern.
You shot an hour special. You're going to shoot The Degenerates.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Both will be on Netflix.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
Do you know when your hour comes out?
October 1st.
Right now?
Wow,
right
bang, bang.
Now, yeah.
What's it called?
Bangin'.
Banging.
Exciting.
Banging. And so that'll be out.
Congratulations.
Then, thank you. We'll see. Some other stuff in the works. It's gonna be a busy year. I'm gonna have a theater tour in the new year and
good.
Finally out of the clubs for a bit until the career takes another dive and then I'll be back in.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. And then those dates will all be on NikkiGlaser.com.
Yeah.
You got to go see Nikki live.
Yes, she's fantastic. You.
Listen to the X show. Check out not just the hour special, also season 2 of The Degenerates where you're about to shoot. That'll come out
who else
probably
is
a few
in
months
December,
later.
Yeah.
Do we know who else is in?
Yeah, Donnell Rawlings.
Yes.
Adrian Alapalucci. Jim Norton.
Oh, great.
Bobby Kelly.
Great.
Wow.
And one more. It's going to be Miss Pat.
Miss,
hey! Oh. So good, right?
That's a great lineup.
Killer lineup.
Yeah, such a good one.
That's going to be great. So
I don't even know
what
I'm taping in 2 days, and I don't know my set yet.
Seriously?
I mean, I've got a lot of stuff to choose from. But
you're
going to
do great.
Know. Well, it'll be fine.
Yeah. You're a professional.
It'll be great.
It's in Vegas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
You're going to do great.
I have a podcast.
Also.
You Up.
You Up podcast.
Yep.
All right. Rate, review, and subscribe, as the kids say. And it's always great to see you.
Thank you guys so
thank
much.
You for just, thank you for
love
stopping
you.
In.
Yeah, love you.
Bye, mommy.
Bye, jeans.
Are you Jewish? Blender?
Retard.
Fuck my god. Are you Jewish? Blender? Gender fluid in your mouth. Are you Jewish? Blender?
Retard.
Are you Jewish? Give me your gender fluid. Are you Jewish? Blender?
Retard.
Fuck my god.
Are you Jewish?
blender? Gender fluid in your mouth. Are you Jewish blender?
Retard.
Are you Jewish blender? Gender fluid in your mouth.